himself was coming to join us for davening in Tel Aviv. Of course, we were all in awe, having heard the most miraculous way he just escaped from the horrors of Nazi Europe. That Erev Shabbos, our prayers reached the high heavens with real shtark kavanas. We sang the Chadodi out loud and strong, and spontaneously began to dance. At the end of davening, we all lined up to say a personal good Shabbos and Shalom Aleichem to the Rebbe. Suddenly, I remember clearly having seen a very old man, or he might have been 100 years old, amongst those making their way to the Rebbe. He was assisted by two younger men. When he reached the Rebbe, naturally the Rebbe asked him his name and where he came from.
My name is Schwarzer Wolf Ben Hanna. I come from the town of Chenstikov in the old country.
Upon hearing these words, the Rebbe's eyes lit up.
Schwarzer Wolf, are you the grandson of the first Schwarzer Wolf? Who was named after Schwarzer Wolf, the Lamed Vav Tzadik?
Rebbe, you know the story.
Well, of course I know the story, but nobody else here does. I want you to get up on the table and tell everyone this remarkable maisa. It should be remembered for generations to come. Certainly, if you don't tell the Yidden, nobody will ever know.
With that, the old Schwarzer Wolf was carefully helped up onto the table by the Hasidim, and he began to tell his amazing story.
A guten Shabbos, my friends. The Rebbe wants me to tell you the story of my grandfather. In Poland, everybody knew the story. But now, the Rebbe is right. Here, I must tell it again, so that it should not be forgotten. My great-grandfather was the rabbi of Chenstikov, and a chassid of the holy Kolzhnitz and Magid. But sadly, he and my great-grandmother didn't have any children. They had been married no less than 18 years, when they went to beg the holy Magid of Kolzhnitz to bless them with children. They said to him,
Rebbe, please, pray for us. Bless us. We don't want to live our whole lives without children.
The holy Magid closed his eyes for a long time, and then, in a tearful voice, he revealed to them the following.
The gates of heaven are closed. No matter how much you pray, I'm afraid it won't help.
They began to weep bitterly, and the holy Rebbe wept with them. Finally, my great-grandfather cried out before the Rebbe.
Rebbe, I can't believe it. I can't believe that there's nobody in the world who can open the gates of heaven for us. Can it be that we are doomed to live and die without children?
So again, the holy Magid closed his eyes a second time and davened quietly with intense concentration. Finally, he said to the rabbi and the Rebbetzin,
In your city lives a woodchopper by the name of Schwarzer Wolf. Do you know this man?
Of course we know him, they said to the Magid. But why would the Magid think of him, they wanted to know? Schwarzer Wolf was the most intolerable Jew in the entire city, the entire county. He never came to the synagogue. He was always cursing at everyone he met. Nobody ever gave him any respect at all, not to mention the fact that he was frighteningly ugly. It was even hard to look at him for more than a moment. No one ever spoke to him, and in fact, they moved far away from him whenever he came anywhere near.
Yes? That's the man. You will find this difficult to believe, but Schwarzer Wolf is really a hidden tzaddik. Not only is he a hidden tzaddik, he is actually the leader of the 36 hidden tzaddikim, in whose merit the one above sustains the world. Don't be afraid of him, and know that as it is the case with Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, his ugliness only reflects the flaws in those who look upon him. If you approach him in purity, then he will not repel you. You will go to him. If he will bless you with children, and the blessing is made on Shabbos, then the one above will send you a baby right away. This is your only chance. The keys to heaven and earth are held in his very hands. So go, my dear Rabbi and Rebbetzin, and be blessed.
And so, my grandfather, the Rabbi of Chenstikov, began to prepare himself to meet the Schwarzer Wolf that very next Shabbos. He rose early and recited the Book of Psalms. He immersed in the mikveh. He and his wife cried and prayed and couldn't sleep night after night until the fateful day. Well, knowing that it would be difficult to even meet this hidden tzaddik, my grandfather devised a plan. He reckoned that the best thing would be to go to the house of Schwarzer Wolf 2 minutes before Shabbos came in and say he was in need of a place for Shabbos. That way he couldn't really refuse. At least, that's what he thought. So he made his way to the house just as the sun was setting. He knocked on the door of the Schwarzer Wolf's home, only to be met by the Schwarzer Wolf's wife instead.
What's this? What do you think that you're doing here minutes before Shabbos? Go away from here before my husband finds you at our door. Get back!
This woman tried to close the door on the Rav's face, but the determined rabbi stuck his foot in it in the nick of time. Please, the Rav cried out, let me stay for the Holy Shabbos.
No! No! Go away from here!
She screamed, and for all her might would not let loose from pushing that door. Now, by this time, the poor rabbi's foot was aching from the squeeze of the door. But as great as was the pain, he refused to give in. So there they were, 2 minutes before the onset of the day of rest. This stubborn tzaddik's wife wrestling in the doorway with the Rav who came for Shabbos. Well, seeing how he was so stubborn, not to mention that she had other things to attend to, this gracious hostess gave in to her guest and allowed him to stay with the horses in the barn. She at last opened the door and released the poor rabbi's aching foot and left him alone to hobble away. And so the rabbi of Chestichov spent Shabbos in the barn. He made Kiddush and the Shabbos food his wife sent along just in case. Every few minutes he would look outside, hoping to spot the Schwarzer Wolf on his return home. But strangely, the Schwarzer Wolf never came. All night he waited, and then all day. He never arrived. Until, towards the last moments of Shabbos, my poor great-grandfather, thinking that he and the good Rebbetzin were forever fated to live a lonely, childless life, he sat down to cry. And he thought to himself,
Shabbos is almost over. If I don't get a blessing from the Schwarzer Wolf soon, there will be no hope for us. We will leave this lonely world alone, without even one child to bear our name.
And the Rav prayed to Kodesh Bohu, and he prayed with such devotion and sincere outpouring of the heart, like he had never prayed before. Many moments on, as the sun's rays were dimming, he felt a soft hand on his head. He turned around. It was the Schwarzer Wolf.
Good Shabbos, dear Rabbi of Chenstikov. Come, please join us for the third meal.
My great-grandfather was amazed. He was led quietly into the house, and there, he could not believe his eyes. The Schwarzer Wolf's wife was there too, smiling and welcoming him into her home.
Good Shabbos, Rebbe!
Everyone looked so beautiful, so Shabbistic. My great-grandfather felt as if his soul had been washed clean. Then the Schwarzer Wolf turned to the rabbi and said,
I've known for quite a while why you've come, good rabbi. Only I was waiting for you to really turn to God. I was unable to bless you until then. Next year, Bezras Hashem, you will have a son. And Rebbe, I have one request of you. To name him Schwarzer Wolf, after me.
The rabbi wanted to ask the hidden tzaddik how he could do that, since the Schwarzer Wolf was still alive. But to no avail. Shabbos was over, and the rabbi was asked to depart. The very next morning, the rabbi heard about the Leviah, a funeral of a fellow townsman who had just passed away. Strangely, nobody wanted to attend. When the rabbi understood it was the Schwarzer Wolf who had passed away, he tore his jacket in the traditional way as a sign of mourning. With great solemnity, great-grandfather summoned all the Jews of Chestikov together.
Yidden, listen well. Our whole community is now obligated to do tshuva. It was only revealed to me, late this Shabbos afternoon, that this woodchopper, whom we all knew as the Schwarze Wolf, was really a hidden tzaddik. Yidden, Yidden! I know it seems incredible, but there's more. Not only this, the Schwarze Wolf was the leader of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, and we...